Augustine. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Now you're calling me for attention, feeling for attention. Say you're looking for that action. Got my name all in your mentions. Oh, now you're coming to your senses. Yeah, now you're calling me for attention, feeling for attention.
Welcome to Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM, where we can be open and honest about real life issues such as disability, mental health, and everyday life. Now, let's have a real conversation with WGSO host Ron Richardson.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, New Orleans. This is Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM. And WGSO.com, welcome to the show, and I want to take the time right now to recognize one of my closest friends. I found out he just passed away this morning. We basically spent our whole lives together, growing up through first grade all the way through high school, man. So I just want to say shouts out to Jeffrey Butler, man. Rest in peace, and I love you, and you know, see you on the other side, man. And blessings to you and prayers to your whole family. And like I said, I will see you on the other side, my brother. I love you. So we're going to switch gears here, and I want to welcome back my brother and my newfound brother, Mr. Rayshawn Emanuel and Mr. Raymond Hayden. How are you guys doing?
Good, good, man. We blessed, highly favored.
All right, man. Welcome back to the show. It's always a pleasure to chop it up with you and my newfound brother, Raymond, over here. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Right, blessed. All right,
all right. So, you're back for another one, huh, man?
Yeah, man. We back. We back.
What's been going on?
Oh, man. It's been awesome. You know, since we last talked, it's been, you know, a lot of movement going on, a lot more traction. Just, you know, just continually. My goal is to advance the kingdom of God, you know? Right, so right. Everything I do, it revolves around that. So since we last spoke and, you know, different things, even from us doing the interview here, it launched there's something that we launched and called Hear My Heart Podcast, me and my wife, because of the conversation that we had here and the ministry that we have. So it's just been a lot of advancement.
Yeah, man. And I want to say I'm proud of you, brother, because I watch you on Facebook and I'm watching you every move. And it just seems like, you know, like you said, you just advancing and you're doing great things with the kingdom of God and your faith. And, you know, I'm just impressed and just proud of you, man.
Appreciate it. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Yeah, man. So, man. Introduce yourself, Mr. Hayden, and tell the people how you got involved with my boy, Manuel.
Oh, yeah. So I'm Raymond Hayden. Man, me and Pastor Rayshawn met about 6 years ago at One Accord Ministries. You know, we were both attending that church and everything like that. Man of God, you know, I'm honored to know him. I'm just grateful that God aligned us and allowed us to meet one another, you know, and just do this thing called life together, man.
Yeah.
He's my brother, you know. I've grown to love him, like I said, and I'm just honored to be a part of his life.
Yeah, man, and, you know, I said this in the last interview with you, Rayshawn, man. When I met this brother, it had to be, almost 20 years ago now?
Yeah,
20 years ago now, man.
Yeah.
You know, he was just always just really, really cool, calm, laid back, and just always a down-to-earth guy, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tell you that every time I see you.
Right, right.
You know, and it's just, I'm really impressed with the way you have just overcame everything that has come your way, man. And, you know, give a little refresher on some of the things that you went through to get you where you are, briefly.
Okay, briefly, just a troubled teen, mm-hmm. growing up, wanting to be involved in things that I had no business being involved with, mm-hmm. you know, and then I wind up going to jail, you know, on some violent stuff. By the grace of God, I beat that, and then they mandated me. I had to go to college, so I had to go to school. That's how we wind up at Delgado together. That's
right,
how we
right.
met. Then I went fast forward. I wind up graduating from Delgado, opened my own body shop, opened my own business, you know, doing stuff for football players, athletes, rappers, and all of this stuff, painting cars, and then God called me to walk away from the business to do ministry and be able to be a mentor and make an impact. And so that what brings me to the point where I'm at now.
Right. So tell us about some of the things, man, that you got going on since our last interview, because it seems like you're moving and shaking. You're just doing a lot. So why don't you break that down for us?
Okay, so... So as far as the community stuff, you know, we enter the schools like a lot. Like, so different things. I'm going out and talking to these students throughout the week. We have a Rise, something called a Rise program. That's a Remnant Inspiring Students Empowerment. So that's the acronym for it. So we just hear that it's business owners, community, like, you know, I don't, the politicians or whatever, anybody that wants to make a difference and see not getting moved by their political interests or their agenda, they just want to make a difference. And so that's the people that we connect with, church leaders, youth leaders, everything that they come out and help serve with us with the program. And then also I connect with other programs. I don't just do our Arise program. We also do Next Gen. We go in weekly with the Next Gen on lunch break and give the kids lunch and then give them a word. At that time, we give them a word with our mentorship program, the Rise program. We go in with life skills and show them. And then at the end of it, if anybody don't want to be a part of the prayer, they're welcome to leave out the class. But then we close it in prayer.
So tell us a little bit more about Next Gen and how you got involved with that.
So Next Gen, I got involved with Next Gen when I first got saved. They was doing it and the lunch break thing. And they've been doing that for at least that I know of, like 15, 20 years or whatever. That's been a residing mentor program. So I got invited to go speak one time, me and my wife. I spoke for the very first time there on me and my wife anniversary. So it was our anniversary. So I went to Riverdale. I think it was Riverdale or some one of the schools I went to. And I went in there and me and my wife went and shared with them. And that was my very first time sharing in Next Gen. And it opened up the opportunity because I liked it, you know. And then that's the thing. Like, I always used to hate that I looked young, but now I know why. So when I go to these schools, sometimes the people in the hallway, the teachers and stuff might jam me up or whatever. If they got a dress down, they're like, oh, why are you not in class? But, you know, but I understand I'm able to connect with the students because I don't look too far off from them.
I think we both got that honest. Yeah. I don't look my age either. But yeah, man. Yeah. So, Raymond, how did you get hooked up with this brother, man?
So, like I said, just through the ministry, we got connected, you know, and, man, we've been doing life together for the past 6 years, you know, and it's just, man, it's awesome how we go into schools and the things that the Lord uses us to do, man, and it's just a blessing, you know, just to be able to go in these places and just pour out, you know, and give back to these people, you know, because you just never know what people are going through, man, and it just might be a word that the Lord gives us for somebody that could just change the trajectory of their whole life, you know what I mean, and just change the path.
And that's the key, man, you know, and that's what I try to get people to realize throughout the course of my show. You never really know what a person has gone through, whether it's, you know, something leading them to drug addiction, something leading them to being out in the streets. And, you know, people don't ever take a look at, you know, what a person goes
how they got there.
How they got there. Right.
They just look at where they're at. They don't look at how they got where they're at. They don't look at what pushed them. Because somebody would always tell me, all it takes is a feather to send someone over the deep end.
Come on.
You could pile on the scale. Like, when you balance out the scale, it can be, you can have so much on it, and it could be just at that breaking point, and all it takes is a feather, and it'll send someone off the deep end. And so I want to be able to take stuff off the tipping side of the scale where you don't tip over. Because you never know. You never know what seed you plant in somebody's life that'll help them from going on the opposite side of things and pull them back on this side of things. That way they keep their head level and grounded. You never know what your smile can do to somebody. You never know what a, hey, how you doing in Walmart can do somebody. Have a blessed day. Jesus loves you. You never know what that can do for somebody because we don't see the future, you know? So we just see, we in the present and we know what we're doing in the present, but you don't know what that one seed. That's like I tell the students at the school when I go to, you know, different schools. I always make it a point to let them know that I still talk to my English teacher. She made an impact on my life. So long as you make an impact on a life, someone's life, you never know where that'll take you.
Come on.
All right, man. So you know what? This is Conversations with Ron Richardson. I got my old brother, and my new brother, Mr. Raymond Hayden and him, man. And we'll be right back after this. This is Conversations with Ryan Richardson on WGSO. Talk to y'all in a minute.
I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Ochsner Health, Southeast Louisiana's largest nonprofit, multi-specialty healthcare delivery system. Ochsner Health, innovating healthcare. Find out more at ochsner.org.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
The 34th Annual New Orleans Film Festival, inviting guests to 6 days of in-person screenings at the Contemporary Arts Center, The Broad, and the Britannia Theaters Uptown and at Canal Place from November 2nd to the 7th, plus a virtual cinema running November 2nd through the 12th. Tickets and pass information, film schedule, and how to watch from wherever you are at NewOrleansFilmFestival.org. We know you'll have a great time, so your first ticket is on us with the code NOLALOVE. Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. live at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner for our 12th season of In the Red Zone.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Hey, everything old is new again, fans. This is Douglas Viviani with David Cohen. We are changing times on WGSO 990 AM from Saturdays at 1 to 9 AM. That's every Saturday. Everything old is new again. David, what do you think?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we're kind of morning people more than afternoons, right? We usually nap around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we run out of gas pretty talking all kind of pop culture, entertainment, celebrity interviews. Wake up New Orleans on Saturdays with Everything Old is New Again, 9 AM, WGSO.
WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Perfect song to come back, man, with Tevin Campbell. Tomorrow we'll bring a better you and bring a better me. And we got Rayshon Emanuel from Favor and Faith Ministries in the building. And we got Mr. Raymond Hayden, his sidekick, his Ace Boon Coon.
Pastor.
Raymond Pastor Hayden. Let me put that out there and correct that, man. But I'm glad you guys are back. Remember, guys, hit us up, 504-556-9696, 504-556-9696. 9696 if you want to talk to me and the fellas here at WGS. So why don't you tell them where they can get in contact with you on social networking platforms?
So all my socials are my name. So it's Rashawn. That's Rayshone dot Emmanuel, Emmanuel. And that take you to my Instagram. And if you take the dot out and just, it'll take you to my Facebook, TikTok, all of that. I'm trying to cover all platforms. And then even if you need to get with me, that's my email as well. So, okay. So we definitely can get together on it. So if y'all need me, holler at me.
All right, man. So I want to touch on something I'm kind of biased to, my old alma mater, L.W. Higgins High School. And I want you to talk about how you got involved with doing ministry and spreading the word of God and motivation to the students over there.
So the reason we got into Higgins was the brother that graduated. Well, he didn't graduate. He actually dropped out. Brother named Ashton. So God put it on Ashton Hart to reach out to Mr. Dwayne, the principal, and ask if we can come talk to the students. So one thing led to another, and he actually... We got the invite. We was able to go in. And so we was like, okay, we got to make this a reoccurring thing, not just going. Because a lot of the thing about students and people in general, but we, for the sake of conversation, the thing about these kids is they have no consistency in their life. No one shows up on a consistent basis.
And other parts of that is, too, a lot of adults don't know how to relate to students.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and that's one thing God has blessed me with, to be able to connect with them, you know, because I'm about the same height as a bunch of them.
Always have. Always have.
So I look young, and I dress and stuff, and I kind of communicate well. And like when they go to talking and using these slangs, I ask them, okay, what they mean? And then if it's something that I could get a hold of, I'll use it. That's like I was messing with them the other day, because, you know, my wife coming to the school with me now. And I was like, we always just say, or something like that. It started changing. But now right. They got a new word called your Joes. So I was like, okay, that's my little Joes. So they're laughing at me and everything because I'm speaking their language.
Right.
And it's so far that we as parents, we get so caught up in corporate America and these meetings and these adult conversations that we don't know how to hold a conversation with these kids.
I think it's also a thing is, we forget that we were once that age.
Yeah.
We kind of lose our youth and kind of lose, parts of our lives because we so involved with
where we at now.
Where we at now, right?
Yeah. Not knowing, hey, I was you. And that's why I talked to them and put myself back in. Sometimes I sit in the desk with them and everything. I put myself back into high school. And when I'm at the junior highs, I put myself back into junior high. But, and I tell them, I'm thankful that y'all can see now, I was carrying guns and stuff when I was in junior high, high school and all of that. But by the grace of God, I'm not locked up or dead. So here it is, right? So now I show them that, you don't have to make these mistakes. And if you're doing something good, something positive, I'm glad. And I applaud you. I salute you. Whatever I can do to help you, because I didn't have the help that I can present the help to them now. So I didn't have those people. I didn't have those people that was in my ear, in my class or walking the halls and stuff that were willing to talk to me. I didn't have that. But you do. So now you got a better opportunity than I had. Right. And that's like with... I've talked to a detective. Matter of fact, yesterday a detective came to my house. He seen me on Facebook and we've been connecting. And so he actually came. We talked for like an hour and a half. And, he's unit in front of the house and everything. So he was like, man, I want to pull you in. So they go into the schools in my area. And so I'm already doing stuff on the West Bank, doing stuff in East Ascension and everything. You know, I'm doing stuff in Thibodeau, doing stuff in different places. He was like, no. And I always have a desire to do stuff in Lutcher where I'm from. So he was like, look, let's see. I want you to meet with the warden. We're going to, because I knew you do prison ministry, so I want you to go and talk to them in the prison. But also, I want to see about pulling you in when we go to these schools. That way you can talk to them too, because now it's just talking on both sides. So now it's just not an officer going in and telling you be good. No, you got somebody who done been in trouble telling you to be good.
You got somebody that can relate.
Yeah.
Relate. Keywords. Now, Brother Raymond, I want to touch on you, and I want you to briefly tell us your story and how you got to the point with faith and, your involvement in the church.
Amen, amen. Mm-hmm. So just a quick backstory on me, man. I just grew up as a rough kid. You know, I always hung out with the older crowd. Even when I was younger, I mean, going into nightclubs and everything at 16 years old, using fake IDs. Sometimes I didn't even have to because I knew people that worked at the door and stuff like that.
Of course. I'm smiling because we all know.
Right, yeah. You know what it's about.
Right.
So just things like that, man. And then, you know, I wound up, I got busted for selling some drugs, you know. Well, I'm going to just say weed. You know, I was selling some weed and stuff like that and some heavy numbers. So I wound up getting in trouble for that. Just different things like that happened in my life, man. And it's crazy because I gave my life to the Lord when I was around 21 years old. And, man, it's just everything was going good for a little while. And then I backslid. I turned back to my vomit. I went back to the world doing my old things, you know. I wound up getting a divorce from my first wife and stuff like that. I have 3 children with her. So, you know, we got a split home for those 3 kids and all of that. And now I have a new wife and stuff. But just things like that were happening in my life, man. It really made me backslide from the Lord. And it was just a turning point that happened, man. It's just everything was hitting me one after another. And I realized, like, man, I know where I need to turn back to. I have to go back to the Lord. I have to seek his face, you know. So it's like the spirit that was already inside of me because I had previously been saved, but I was just a backslidden Christian. You know, I knew where to go. I knew where to turn to. And that's what led me to a ministry where I met my brother Rayshawn. You know, I rededicated myself. I started walking how I needed to walk, man, and just dedicating myself to the Lord. And here we are, you know. So I'm a pastor now, amen. I never in my wildest dreams would have ever seen that for my life, especially the type of wild dude that I was, you know, and everything that I was getting involved in. But, man, God has other plans, you know.
He does have other plans, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's glad to see young brothers such as yourself be able to give back and spread that word.
Right.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm really proud of you brothers, man. So, what's next, my brother?
So on the October 28th. I mean, not 28th. Today is the 28th, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Today's the 28th.
All right. Today is the 28th. So on October 31st, which is known as Halloween, we doing a beat of light. See, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not comprehend it. So we call to be the light. So on the darkest day in America, we going out and shine our light. That way our Father in heaven can be glorified. So we're going to be at the West Wego Farmers Market, and from 6 to 9:30, we're going to be out there with all types of candy, games, fun, just an opportunity of good, clean fun, you know?
All right, hold that thought, because we got to go to our pesky bottom of an hour break, but I'm going to bring y'all back in. All right, we got news coming up.
All right.
Cool. Amen. Let's get it.
All right, man. This is Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Remember, guys, you can find me on social networking. Just search for the Ron Richardson Facebook page. You can also find me on Instagram. Just search for Ronald_Richardson_Jr. or Ronnie_Richardson_Jr. You can find everything you need to know about yours truly in WGSO. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned.
It's the color of love. There must have been an angel by my side. Something held me, came down from above. He led me to you. He led me to you.
Hello, this is Jack Clay. Thank you for listening and participating in the Jack Clegg Show Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Our audience and management have asked us to extend the show to Thursday nights at 7 p.m., and we will do that, at least until the 2024 election is over. We will continue to oppose the rich men north of Richmond who want to control what we think and control what we do.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM, WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
This is the Flaming Conservative. Join me now on Friday nights at 7 p.m. for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. for our 8th season of Breakfast with the Bayou Bengals, live from the Silver Slipper Casino in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi.
Borrower and property.
USA News Update. New this Saturday, the manhunt in Maine over.
Robert Card, the man wanted after killing 18 people and injuring 13 others in a deadly mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine, has been located by law enforcement and has been found dead. I'm Tim Berg.
In a moment of silence after the names of the 18 victims read out loud at a news conference.
Joseph Lawrence Walker.
This Saturday morning, the Israeli Air Force pummeling the northern portion of the Gaza Strip. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, expanding operations to wipe out Hamas terrorists. 229 Israeli hostages still being held against their will.
Fresh explosions have been reported in Gaza following Israeli forces' execution of another ground operation against Hamas. Israel has stated that they employed troops, fighter jets, drones, and armored vehicles to target Hamas installations.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Join me, BJ Rust, every Saturday night for the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
Hey, folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 AM or Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Monday, Chad Rogers joins us, our Ringside All-Star, publisher of TheDeadPelican.com. We'll look at incoming Governor Jeff Landry and his transition team and examine what some of his goals will be for his administration. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu. And once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 990 AM WGSO.
More
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Steven.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Conversations with Ron Richardson right here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Remember, guys, if you want to catch us on the go, you can also download the Mixler app and listen to us while you're on the move. And you can also find me on Facebook. Just search for the Ron Richardson Facebook page. You can also find me on Instagram. Just search for Ronald underscore Richardson underscore Junior. And Ronnie underscore Richardson underscore Junior on Instagram. You can find out everything about yours truly, WGSO, and everything I have going on in my life and the message that I'm trying to spread about disability, mental health, and just everyday life. Because as we've been saying the whole show, fellas, is, you know, you never really know what a person goes through. And you're also doing something concerning prison reform, right? So why don't you touch on that, Rayshawn?
Okay, so in the conversation of prison reform, so I understand that some people are in there because they made bad decisions,
right?
And some people made decisions and they got to deal with the consequences of their actions. And some are remorseful, and some of them feel like, man, if I had one more chance. And some people on their way home from that and getting the one more chance. So I don't want, the biggest thing is we go in with the ministry, because the only way you can properly be reformed or transformed is through Christ.
True.
Because he transformed you by the renewing of your mind. So if you go, I know buku people that done went to jail for drugs or whatever the case may be, and they come back out, and that same day they get out, what they doing? Back hustling, because now they ain't got nothing. They lost everything when it was down.
And that's all they know.
And that's all they know. So, and then they can't go get a job because they just got out of jail, or they're a felon and all that. So now they're in survival mode. And a lot of people do things in survival mode. So what we want to do is, first and foremost, we want to introduce you to Christ. Mm. So, and through that, we also want to connect. And hey, we know people that got programs. I got a buddy right now that's in a program, that he went to a program a year ago. He's actually stayed at the program, and now he's the leader of the program, like borderline like director or whatever, overseeing the program, because he went there and they gave him a job. He's painting, like, because he used to work with me at my paint shop. Now he's one of the head painters. But these are the things that, so okay, you come out. So, and we also do outreach. We go into the prison. We go and do music. We go and share a word. I know I got a brother that goes into to the jail in Lafourche, in Thibodaux, Lafourche Parish, you know, and they got the feds in there and stuff. So he goes in every Saturday and do ministry, and then he invites us to come in, and we do the outreach style, go in, do the music, do the ministry, and then also we go in, we got favor, so we go in with the baptismal, and so we doing baptisms, you know, so we baptize like 15, 20 in Lafourche Parish. We done been to Rikers Island. We baptized like 25 in Rikers Island in New York. You know, that's one of the worst prisons, you know, and then
it's one of the worst prisons in the United States.
Yeah, so here we are. We able to go in there. We went in there and did ministry in there. And then so this upcoming week, I stay in Lutcher, St. James Parish. Mm-hmm. So I have to go meet with the warden and at St. James Parish. This is the jail that I went to. St. James Parish is where I caught my charges at. That's where I got convicted at. So I have the opportunity now to go meet with them this upcoming week about going in on a regular basis, like almost being like on some borderline chaplain type stuff, and go in and do ministry on a regular, consistent basis.
Now I want to touch on that, man, because that has got to be like a big turnaround. Like,
sure.
What, you know, you caught your charge in St. James Parish. That's where you were in jail.
Yeah.
But now... You're going back
and make a difference.
So what was that first initial conversation like? Because I know it wasn't difficult, but I know it had to be kind of strange.
Yeah, because at first, because it's like, man, and then you still tiptoeing around, you know, the fact that, because I, no matter how far God takes me, I still remember who I was, and I still feel like that's a limitation on me.
But that's, and not to say that this is a negative thing. but that person is always going to be in you.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he's there.
Right.
It don't say, you know, I just keep him suppressed. You know what I'm saying? Right. Right. We transform by the renewing of your mind. I'm transformed, but even though that's like Optimus Prime. You know, that's the one that the Camaro, huh?
Right. Transformers, right.
So it transforms into this Optimus Prime, this big old thing, but then it still goes back into the 18-wheeler or whatever and the car and all that. So it still is in it, but it only takes a moment for it to properly transform. So here we are. Right. I'm transformed in Christ, so I'm walking around superhero, but if I don't put the flesh under subjection, I can always go back to what I originally was. Mm-hmm. So that's why. And poof.
Say that, man.
All right. So we go in. So the first conversation is like iffy because it's like I still look at the limitation on, oh, yeah, you know, who you were. But not knowing that who I was is the reason I am who I am today. And God has says, prepare me and equip me. And so now I'm walking in purpose. That was just training. That was the thing that prepared me and equipped me for to be who I am today and move the way I move. That's why I'm not scared to go nowhere because I used to be everywhere.
Mm. And what I can say about you, because I know you, you've always been solid, man.
Mm-hmm.
So that plays a big part
in
how you can move in different areas and how you interact with people.
Right.
You know, you've never been a person that has played any games. You've always been honest with yourself and with the people that are around you.
Right.
Right. And that's what's carried you into the position that you're in now.
Right. Yeah, because at the end of the day, like, I've always been solid, always been a man of integrity. You know what I'm saying? I just did things that, you know, and the reason I got in trouble, because I was always a protector and a man of, you know, integrity and trying to show and prove, you know, like, be a man's man and stuff, you know. But that's just like with the stuff. So we going into the prison. And going into it, I would be like, man, looking at me, and then here it is. This is the place where I went to jail at, and this is the community that I did dirt at. But now it's like God is sending me back and to make an impact, and I don't have to, because a lot of people, they make bad decisions because of their pride. So I was talking to the officer this morning. We was texting. He messaged me or whatever, and he was like, hey, you seen what happened in Donaldsonville? He was like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, bro. And he was like, man, this is exactly what we talked about yesterday. Like, we talked for like an hour and a half, and we were talking about the pride and everything, the decisions people make based upon their pride. And worse is pride come before the fall. So instead of just pulling off, he got out the car and shot the dude. Mm. When you was in your vehicle, all you had to do was pull off, but your pride wouldn't let you. And so we put ourselves in bad positions because of our pride. And so me and him was talking. He was like, man, we just talked about this yesterday. And I was like, yeah, bro, we got to make an impact. And so that's why. And this is the person that's taking me to go talk to the warden to get me to be able to do the things in the prison locally in that parish. And St. James Parish, that's where Donaldsonville, they go to jail in St. James.
Right.
So it's a possibility that if I get in there, you know, I can chop it up with dude, you know, and that's the thing. So it's like going in and reforming, because you can be, there's people that's in prison who freer than people that's walking the streets.
Expound on that, man. And you know,
because
break it down.
So there's people that I've met that's locked up, that's free, and they understand what freedom really is. Freedom not really being able to walk out and go walk down, you know, we right across the street from Bourbon Street and all of that. So that's not true freedom, just being to walk out the door and go walk down the street.
Come on, bro.
There's people that's out there on Bourbon Street who's still enslaved in prison, bro, because of drugs, because of jobs, because of they got this house note and they a slave to this and then they're dealing with they self battling depression and suicide, and they're a slave inside of a free body. But then that's
the thing, not to cut you off, but that's the thing I also want to touch on, man. You know, a lot of people just assume that, you know, like we've been talking about the whole show, that, you know, drugs, just people just happen to say, hey, I'm gonna use one day,
right?
You know. And that's not the case.
Right.
That's not the case at all.
Yeah.
You know,
it just, some people just, bad company corrupts good character. So you could be around somebody and you have never used drugs before, and then something, you know, you decide to play with it. Or not even that, somebody puts something on you.
And that's you don't even know.
You don't even know.
Right.
Because that's somebody I know who, you know, battle with mental issues now because somebody drugged him. You know, and then I seen on social media that this young boy died because somebody put drugs on him, and he flashed out or whatever. So not everybody who gets caught up in drugs just make the decision. Sometimes people make the decision for them and give them something,
give them something
on them. Yeah. And in other cases, some people get into something because of influence and just trying to fit in. They're at a party and everybody doing it, but not knowing it. And that's why I tell my kids all the time, I don't care what everybody doing. You separate. You set apart. You're the standard. You don't have to compromise and conform with other people doing. Mm. You be you no matter who you're around.
Amen.
You know, and so one thing leads to another. You know, somebody starts out drinking, and next thing you know, they're alcoholic, and now they're doing crack, or they started out smoking weed, now they're popping mollies, because people drugs are one thing you learn that drugs are recreational. So certain crowds do certain type of drugs. So it depends on where you at, what you're gonna do.
All right. So you know we're gonna touch on that a little bit more, man. Certain crowds. Do certain drugs. We both have views on that.
Yeah.
But you know what? This is WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com conversations with Brian Richardson with my homie, Mr. Rayshon Emanuel, and his brother, Pastor. We're gonna put emphasis on that. Pastor Raymond Hayden. All right, man. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned.
I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben's Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben's Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hey, y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, the Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Welcome back, man. This is Conversations with Ryan Richardson. We just chopping it up in the studio here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, and I'm having major fun with y'all, man. Welcome y'all back.
Welcome.
Amen.
Yeah. Mr. Pastor too, man. I ain't gonna leave that out. Pastor Rayshon Emmanuel of Faith and Faith Ministries and Raymond Head, man.
A remnant.
We got to throw Remnant Church. Yeah, remnant Church. You did say that before the show, and I just forgot to throw that in, but we got it in.
That's all good.
Yeah, so we were talking, man, during the break about, you know, different crowds.
Yeah.
Bring on different drugs.
Right.
You know, you have your weed smokers.
Right.
You have your people who snort coke.
Right.
You have your people who shoot up and do whatever. Yeah. You know, so it's... Let's just throw it out there. Everybody does their own thing in their own time, right?
Right.
So how do you go in and analyze situations that are thrown at you? And how do you approach a person when you're trying to bring them back to Christ or trying to get them to the point to see that what they're doing in the streets is not right?
So, you know, the word says to be all things to all people. So before I can tell you what you're doing wrong, you got to know that I'm coming from a sincere place. Mm. So now I got to connect with you personally and not come as judgmental, because a lot of times if you tell me, you know, I'm not saying me, but if you walk up to somebody and be like, man, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, you don't even know them. You know what I'm saying? But no, you sit there, you meet them where they at, and love on them, because love covers a multitude of sin. Love conquers all. So if I show you that I love you, if I start interacting with you, then now I can have your ear. Now you can hear what I'm saying, and now you can receive from me to tell you, like, man, nah, you shouldn't be doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, brother, come on, you don't want to get low. You do. And then the average person, like, if you go right now under the bridge and talk to somebody who getting loaded, man, you don't want to spend the rest of your life doing this. No, but this is my life. Yeah, you really don't want to be here, but they feel like this is where I'm at. So, no, you can come from out of this. So, I want to come here and tell you, you don't have to be here. So, my approach to them is like, man, I know you want more.
Yeah.
God created you for more. There's so much more that God created you to do, God created you to be. So you don't have to get sucked into where you at right now, your current situation. So I approach them from that aspect in love and compassion and interact with them and show them and let them know, look, I love you. I don't want this for you, because this is not the end of your story. I don't care if you just finished shooting up, because we done prayed for people and that been loaded and sobered up right there, was ODing and everything. So I'm not so focused on your current position, because I'm focused on your destination.
Come on.
Because I know no matter where you at currently, that's not where you're going to stay. That's a temporary situation, and God has so much more for you. And ultimately, I want to help push you in a direction where God wants you to ultimately end up at. Because if I look at my life where I was, you know, I was selling lean, selling pills, because when I moved to Texas, I started dealing with the lean, because that's where Texas was at. You're that company.
You were one of the first at that time.
Yeah.
You can say that, because I know.
Yeah, for real. Like, yeah, I had no lean when people wasn't really having a lean out here like that. Right. So it's like that, you know, and I was selling weed because of where I was at, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, my brother, you know, and then like dealing with the crack, you know, when we dealing with the crack epidemic and all that, I'm an 80s baby. So it's like crack was like the cheapest drug to get. So that's what people was doing.
I think
so,
we all are, right?
Yeah. And so then when you start dealing with people that got money, they snort the coke, because it's, you know, and that's because of the crowds. Like we said, the environment is the different crowds. So, you know, and so here it is. Different environments cause me to either sell different drugs or, you know, do different things. Like I just used to smoke weed. Like I never really, and took pills, you know, and then I drunk. So it's like, you know, that was my thing. I didn't shoot up. I didn't snort the coke. And that wasn't my vice, you know, to each his own. That's where life took them. But at the end of the day, so these are the things, because these were the environments and these are the crowds that I was in. So some people wind up in some bad crowds, and then it takes them to using another drug on top of the drug that they always were doing. Now you're shooting up and you're snorting coke and you're popping pills and you're drinking. It's like, man, how much is enough?
Come on.
And I always touch on, you know, the mental aspect of it, because like we've said during the course of the show, you know, it's just not about a person just saying, hey, I want to go ahead and
get
high.
Yeah,
you know, it everything stems from somewhere.
Right.
You know, and I said this last week on the show, you know, drugs can lead to mental issues.
Yeah, yeah, for real. Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, that's because we're called to be of a sound mind. If you're under the influence of anything, you're no longer at a sound mind. So you're no longer in your right mind. And some of this stuff, man, messing with, like, I know people personally, like family members that done mess around with their mojo and all of that and have episodes like flash out on some crazy people that you never seen. Mm-hmm. And it caused them to be something that they're not because they're under the influence. And that's like with drinking. That's why it's called spirits, because you influenced by a spirit that's not you. And that's why you doing stuff that you normally wouldn't do. Mm-hmm. And it caused you to go down paths. Now you, let's just say you do something loaded and you make a bad decision, you loaded, and it causes you to either go to jail or get pregnant or do whatever the case may be. That's a consequence that you're not able to deal with sober no more. So now you got to keep getting loaded because of the consequences of your action. Let's just say you get drunk one night and you kill somebody. Now you fall into depression. Because you done went out here vehicular homicide, whether you killed somebody in the car with you or somebody else, and now it puts you in a state of mind that you're not okay with. Now you got to take something to deal with that thought that you killed somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, man, it's deep, bro.
Yeah.
And that's why I say, man, don't touch nothing. Stay sober-minded at the end of the day. And you know, we could get into the, oh, well, the doctor prescribed it. Oh, well, you know, it's medical. Like, you know, I know you do the miracle marijuana or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, but to say that, when I got saved, I stopped smoking weed. I was like, I ain't smoking weed. But then I balled it because I'm taking it in its form that we was supposed to be consuming.
Consume. It's edible. Right.
We supposed to consume it because it's a herb. So you take it as a herb and you consume it as a herb. You don't burn it. You know what I'm saying?
Can't say the same thing.
Yeah. And I know because I see you. I see you. Because I know it right. helps with your pain and everything. Right. And it's medical. But instead of burning it, get it in the form that it was designed to be.
To be consumed.
You're consumed. You know, the way God created it to be consumed as a herb, not to be smoking it just for recreational use.
Right.
And so I balled the weed and it was some good, man. And I was out my top. Like, man, I was drunk high. You know what I'm saying? Because I still wanted to consume it as for the health benefits.
For the health benefits.
You know, and then I got to the point where, like, growing in Christ is like, no, you know, I don't really need it like that. And then,
right.
And you know, I take other things. I take my oils and other stuff that helps me medically, you know, be sound or whatever, because I don't need the, you know, to do that. And that's why I tell people, like, oh, yeah, you know, come from the earth and all this, and you know, I use it for medical purposes or whatever, but you know, you smoking it,
right.
Yeah, it has some benefits, but it's better if you use it as your all, or you make a tea out of it like it was meant to be consumed
right.
for herbal,
right.
you know, medical use.
All right, man, we got less than a minute, so I just want to say all the best to you. Any people you want to shout out before we get out of here, because the clock is running.
Oh, man, I just, you know, our fam, you know, everybody who rocks with me, everybody support, all the people that's been connecting. I just love y'all. Y'all family, man, just continue to support, share, like, comment, tell people about the things that we're doing, because it's just to lift up the banner of Jesus Christ. My social media is Rayshone, that's Rayshone Emmanuel, Emmanuel.
All right, man, this has been Conversations with Ryan Richardson. All the best to you, brothers. Always a pleasure, my brother, all right?
Amen.
And Mr. Hayden. Pastor Hayden.
Yeah.
You're welcome anytime.
Yes, sir.
Your interview is coming. All right.
Let's,
so
let's get it. Let's get it.
Conversations with Ryan Richardson, man. I'm out. See y'all next week. Remember, healing starts with you and recovery starts with you. Peace.
Hello, Patriots. My name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer,